Okay, Glass. Alright, Vanessa?
Cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub. And the
those folks leaving earlier got regret. You may now look underneath your seat cushion.
Then no one knows. What does the fox say?
Graduating from CS50.
So this was CS50. This is the start and the end of week 12. So I have agreed, though I've resisted all term, to wear glass this entire lecture so you can see CS50 through my eyes. This is then the end of what was ultimately meant to be a journey from week 0 to week 12. And what I'd like to remind us all is that this line from the very first week of class, that what ultimately matters in this course is not so much where you end up relative to your classmates, but where you, in this week 12, end up relative to yourself in week 0. And indeed, as you saw from that retrospective, 73% of you just 12 plus weeks ago had no prior programming experience or in computer science. And so I dare say that today, Monday of week 12, none of you is officially less comfortable anymore. So congratulations to those among you who once were. So as is a tradition, we both begin and end the semester with cake. And so thanks to Professor Margot Seltzer in the Computer Science Department, we spent yesterday, a few of us, preparing some cakes for you. Quite a few marshmallows were used. And what we decided to do was decorate one of these cakes in this way. It started out like this. With a bit more effort, it started to take shape. When you then, about a couple hours into it, started to look like this. And then finally, thanks to our friend Margot Seltzer, you will be eating this in just a little while downstairs in the pub after CS50. So recall that on quiz one, there was a recurring theme of numbers that you may have noticed. And in the postmortem for quiz one a week ago, we asked your classmates if they could identify that sequence of numbers. I'm afraid I can't really tell you now what they are, lest we spoil what might otherwise be a fun experience for you if you've not yet experienced, but allow me to invite up to the stage for the fabulous stress balls that we promised your following classmates who did email us and to let us know what in fact those numbers meant. If Angie, Barrett, Daniel, Elmer, Jarek, Layla, and or Nicholas are here, please come on up to receive your CS50 stress balls. Congratulations. 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 And nicely done. Congratulations. So, a little bit of an Easter egg in that one there. So, a word then on what awaits after CS50. So recall that it was just a few weeks ago that we started life here with Scratch and making Hello World with the simplest of dragging and dropping puzzle pieces, and realized that just weeks later you were all implementing a little something like this, CS50 Shuttle, driving yourselves virtually around campus. And I would encourage you to keep in mind, especially as you dive into final projects, that delta, particularly if you were among those less comfortable or somewhere in between, as you now proceed to dive into your final projects, which is ultimately an opportunity to really take your yourself out for a spin, use your newfound knowledge and savvy of computer science, and ultimately impress some 2,000 plus people at this year's CS50 fair. Even Milo, has gotten into the action. So he's been working on his final project already, a website that I'd encourage you to visit here, milobanana.me. So even Milo bought a domain name, if that too is of interest to you. And what we always know too at this part of the semester is that we've taken off most all of the training wheels already, but one last one remains, that of the CS50 appliance. Now, at the end of the day, the appliance is just meant to be a fairly standard Linux server that you've been using all of this time, and as such, it's representative of servers that you might use in the future. So realize that it's not necessarily itself a training wheel, but representative of environments you'll use in the future. But even then, if you'd rather use your own Mac, your own PC natively, realize that the appliance is just one way you can continue programming. There exist tools, integrated in development environments, or IDEs, known as code blocks, Eclipse, NetBeans, and the like. Xcode as well on Mac OS, as well as on Windows, tools like the same, including Cygwin, Visual Studio, and several others. So we would encourage you with your final projects, if you'd like to go beyond what you've done in the appliance, you can absolutely do this on Mac OS, Windows, and even on Linux if you run that yourself. Now, a word on problem set 6. You'll recall that problem set 6 was probably, for many of you, the most challenging of problem sets, and there was this big board atop which some of you aspire to be, and we'd like to take a moment with another stress ball to acknowledge one of your classmates who bested most of the staff and most of classmates. Here we have Richard atop the list. If Richard is here today, Richard? Richard is indeed here. Come on up, Richard. Not the awkwardness you were expecting today, perhaps, but congratulations on problem set 6. So, I've just received word, so we went in and inserted this on the fly, that it's one of your classmates' birthdays, though recall that statistically this is likely to happen most any day of the semester, as we've seen with the so-called birthday problem, but nonetheless, since his roommates asked, we'd like to take a moment and acknowledge Mike, whose birthday is today, with a stress ball. If you'd like to come on down, Mike. So you'll recall as well in problem set 5, there was a bit of an optional challenge. Once you recovered those 50 photos, you were challenged to find those 50 computer scientists and then take photographs of yourself with them, ideally as non-creepily as possible. That didn't always happen, but we'd like to acknowledge a few of your classmates who did, in fact, find many of the course's staff. If Chris and Layla and Raul could come down for their acknowledgement and stress balls as well. Congratulations. Come on up, come on up. Oh. Meet again. Congratulations on your finding of the staff. And come on up, Layla, as well. Congratulations. All right, but there were a couple of classmates who found quite a few more of the staff, in one case 47 of the staff, and in one case all 50. One of your classmates writes us as upon submitting his submission, this is my final submission for the I Saw You Harvard game. I ended up finding 46 people and one dog. It might not be enough to win, but it was a lot of fun. And that was Daniel, who here is pictured with RJ, with Ben. Curiously, he doesn't seem to want to be in that photo with Ben. But we'd like to acknowledge Daniel. But we also received another note from a student who at 5:23 a.m. on Monday, November 4th, the deadline for these submissions, dear heads, I have 54 at the moment, at the minute. Some more may be added in the coming hours. Included are some other staff I found. Then at 11:09 a.m. on that same day, this fellow too, also named Daniel, writes, I am pleased to announce that I have found the remaining 4 computer scientists and have completed the set. So we'd like to acknowledge Daniel as well for finding Milo and Jason and even Tommy McWilliam, former head teaching fellow who now lives in California but is apparently accessible on Skype. So we would like to honor both Daniels with this prize. Congratulations, and congratulations to you as well. All right, so I'd like to take a moment now to focus not on classmates, but on the course's staff. We have, as you know, a team of some 102 teaching fellows, course assistants, producers, in addition to myself and the course's heads. And we'd like to take a moment to recognize in particular our undergraduate head teaching fellows, without whom this course historically and this year would not have been possible. Joseph and RJ and Lucas, if we could give them a round of applause. Particular thanks as well to someone you know perhaps all too well from having been embedded in your problem sets all semester, Zamyla as well. And lastly, on the course's heads team, let me acknowledge both Rob, who's former head teaching fellow and now our preceptor in computer science, as well as Lauren, who has served as head of the whole course. And it's no understatement to say, and we're so sad that she'll be moving on this coming year, that she has been extraordinary in this role and is not here right now because she's literally cutting cake for us downstairs. So if we could clap for her on camera, we will play this back for her later. Lest I be remiss, let me, with a slight wave of the hand, thank those other 102 team members who you'll see again in just a moment. In fact, for those of you who don't have class or are skipping class, if you could come on up for just a moment and wave hello and goodbye up here. Come on up. No, from here. We'll play a video with these guys here on stage. But let me notice... Let me recognize, too, some folks you rarely see, if ever, on stage. Allison! We rarely see on stage because they're always behind the cameras. Kenny and Shelley and Ramon and Dan and Barry and TJ and the whole team in production who makes all of this possible. They are all out there. And we'd like to all say, before we move on today, a little thank you and a little teaser for what lies ahead. In particular, we would invite you to consider joining us next year, if the staff would like to remain on stage for this year.
We couldn't do CS50 without the team. We have 102 undergraduates, graduates, and alumni who really make CS50 what it is.
My favorite thing about CS50 is there's a lot of fun to be behind the scenes and get to take part in the learning or the teaching side of things rather than the learning side of things.
For me, it was definitely office hours.
Helping students on office hours is always really fun.
I really liked office hours.
Office hours of piece set 7 and 8, those are really crazy and intense and people were crying.
I really like CS50 tutoring because I like working with students in small groups.
Working with the students and watching them go from, you know, printing out like hashtags for Mario to like making hash tables near the end.
Seeing people grow and be like, this is the same person, and I taught them how to do that.
Seeing when students finish a problem set and how happy they are.
It's just that moment when the student has that aha, I get it.
I know you see that, like, they get it at some point. That, like, aha moment.
It's pretty awesome to be a teacher then.
I mean, I like teaching.
I think for me it's the students.
Interacting with the students.
Getting to know my students in section.
As long as the students are generally amused by my jokes.
It's 50 in one word. I don't know, I would have to say,
all right.
The best.
It's great staff.
Wait, is that what he said?
I forgot what you said.
David's not bod.
What did you say?
Are
Jason.
You serious?
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought you said David's hot bod.
Incredible. It's incredible to be here.
Fun. Something better than fun. One word.
epic. Crazy. You can edit this.
Exciting.
Sexy.
Sorry, what?
Marvelous.
Rewarding. I would say rewarding. Yeah, there. Let me think about my better word. Yeah.
It's a candy.
Computers.
Cats. Milo.
How about world peace? Hyphenated, maybe.
I'm Allison from Adam's House.
My name is Tahila Ibrahim from Quincy House.
Ben D. House.
I'm William from Adam's House.
I'm Keenan from Dunster House, and this was CS50.
CS50. Done.
And this was CS50.
This was CS50.
So if we could make a graceful exit that way, we will forge ahead. But let me invite those of you out in the audience to consider joining this team at CS50.net Apply in particular, now that none of you are less comfortable anymore and may very well be all the more comfortable. We are looking for these and other roles, so please do take a look. And let me actually rewind a bit. We try not to single out too many individuals, but I'd like to read you a note from a student that I received on May 13th, 2011, and he writes, "I am Gabriel, a 17-year-old high school student from Vitória, Brazil, and I recently took the CS50 course online through CS50.tv. I really watched and read everything from the CS50 course and have done everything from the P-sets, either Hacker Edition or not, but I did not do any final project. Now I have an idea for a final project, and that is why I'm writing you. Getting right to the point, I would like to make and teach my own adaptation of CS50 in my school. Unfortunately, most of the students in my school do not speak English, so I would have to translate everything and certainly adapt some of the parts to better fit the situation, a task which I would willingly do, and I could also do gladly if it is of interest. I am actually planning to publish everything on a CS50.net style website." And that there is that website in Brazil. Gabriel also has a tradition, it seems, of filming every one of his lectures. And so the first year he taught this class, he had some 50 classmates of his in high school taking CS50 with him. And then the next year, some 150 classmates of his taking CS50, or CC50 as it's called there, with him, with his dad behind the camera, filming absolutely everything that happened. And so what I thought we'd do is share a 3-minute clip of CS50's Brazilian version here, thanks to Gabriel.
So lately, been wondering who will be there to take my place when I'm gone. You'll need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great weight shall fall and fall upon us all, then between the sand and stone, could you make it on your own? If I could, then I would. I'll go wherever you will go. Way up high or down low, I'll go wherever you will how my life and love might still go on. In your heart, in your mind, I'll stay with you for all.
Some of you know him as Gabriel, some of you know him as Gabe, and several of you know him as your teaching fellow. So thank you and congratulations to Gabe for what he's done here. So a look now ahead before we bring a few of you up on stage. So on the horizon, as you know, is the CS50 Hackathon. So as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, this is not an opportunity so much to start your final project, but to make progress on and or finish your final project. And do realize, too, it's not designed to be some 8+ hours of office hours, but really an opportunity to be working independently or with your partner or partners if going that route alongside of classmates and staff and generally leaning on each other as well as yourself for powering through any challenges that you've set out for yourself. And I cannot emphasize this enough. If you haven't learned this lesson already from problem sets, it is absolutely a truth in software development that everything takes longer than you expect. So whatever you're thinking of setting aside over the next few weeks, double it. And from there, realize that even then you might not necessarily achieve your better or best aspirations, but certainly we look forward to some good, great, and ideally best implementations. But this is what awaits in just a few weeks' time. We literally will have some CS50 shuttles. We will head over across the river to the so-called HBS Hives, which are above the Innovation Lab, where the CS50 Puzzle Day was held this year. You'll see a beautiful space on the inside of which are a bunch of different rooms called Hives, all of which have collaborative workspaces, not unlike what you've seen at the Innovation Lab, perhaps, already. And there will be ample food and candy. There will be one such hive with a bunch of consoles, if you'd like to decompress at some point and play some games with classmates, but for the most part, you'll see images like this working on final projects and this. But around 9 p.m., we'll serve quite a bit of pizza. An army of Domino's fellows arrived last year to deliver it. Around 1 a.m., we'll serve Chinese food. This year, we'll provide plates here. Then, at 5 a.m., if still standing, you can either go back home to sleep or join us in a bunch of shuttles that will go down the road to Soldiers Field, where a much bigger IHOP exists than the one in the square, and we will serve up some pancakes for as long as you can sustain it. Thereafter, a few days after, is the CS50 Fair, to which you're all invited as well as your friends and classmates. Each year, as I mentioned, some 2,000-plus folks from across campus attend this event, and it looks typically a little something like this, complete with CS50 stress balls and popcorn and candy. What's fun in looking through the photos is that this is what caught our eye with this photo, followed by, if you pan up, that. But it turns out it's not all that uncommon. Here's a couple of folks in sunglasses, no less, enjoying some CS50 candy. We're also joined, as we will be this year, by friends from industry. So if you're considering summertime opportunities or full-time jobs, our friends from Amazon and eBay, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Quora, and others will be tabling at the event and there to chat you up. As well, there will be an opportunity to win some fabulous prizes. One of the ways we try to break the ice every year so that the conversations don't feel forced but are at least motivated, either intrinsically or extrinsically, is we have a bit of a raffle. So you'll receive a little printed card upon arrival that asks you for your name and then has a whole bunch of placeholders for smiley face stickers. And for every classmate you or an attendee chats up, you'll receive a little sticker that will go on your raffle card. And the more stickers, the more opportunities to win such fabulous prizes as these here. So it's a fun little add-on to what's otherwise an event entirely about you guys. And such images like this, and this, and this, and this await you ultimately at the CS50 Fair. But It would not be the last lecture in CS50 without a bit of tradition. If we could have Zamyla and RJ and Rob come on up on stage here, say at this table here, and we now need, let's say, 6 volunteers from the audience to compete in a battle of wits. Let's do from each section here. How about, okay, come on up. 1, how about 2 right in the middle? About 3 on the end here, 4, and I never go far, very far back. 5 in the back row there, sure, and how about 6 on the end here? Come on up. All right. So if you'd like to take your places as Team 1, Team 2, and Team 3, all of you guys indirectly are participating. You might recall that as part of the last problem set, you submitted a whole bunch of quiz review questions. Not all of them, of course, ended up on the quiz itself, for reasons that will soon be clear. But we thought we'd excerpt from some of those and have a bit of challenge of wits here for Team 1, Team 2, and Team 3. If you guys would each like to say a quick hello while I queue up the board here.
Hi. Oh, I'm Layla.
I'm Mike.
Tabata.
Hi, I'm Mary. I'm a freshman in Maurer.
Hi, guys. I'm Kieran.
Brian, freshman in Pennypacker.
Woo!
I'm RJ.
Zamyla.
Rob, I'm a freshman in Weld.
And today we also have Colton, who'll be helping us run the board, if you'd like to say hello as well.
What's up?
All right, so this is Jeopardy. Using the very questions that you all submitted, we might not have time to clear the whole board, but we'll at least try to pluck off some of the highlights. In a toss of the coin that didn't actually happen, Team 1 won control of the board. So in just a moment, we're going to put this on the overhead for all to see here. And Team 1, you are in control of category and dollar amount, the categories being binary and ASCII, compilers and libraries, code, computers, and RAND. How do you buzz in? Oh, and for buzzing in, I'm taking this for granted now. For buzzing in, we haven't buzzers, but we do have your hands. So the first hand up, as adjudicated by Colton and or myself and or grumblings from the audience, will determine whose hand went up first. Team 1, what category would you like?
Code 500.
Code for 500. So, we're going to make up some of the rules as we go. So, what dollar amount would you like to wager on code? I know, so pick a number. Anything you want.
What?
Million.
No. $500?
For 500. Code for 500. How is C typed? Anyone whose hand goes up first? From the people at these tables. I think I saw Team 3.
Statically typed.
Wait, so what does this count as?
I'm sorry, minus 500 for the staff. All right, moving on to the next category. Team 1 is still in control.
Binary for 500.
Binary for 500. What is the answer? Team 2, I'm told.
What is 42?
No, in binary.
I'm afraid now, would someone else like to do this?
16, 32.
32. Wait, that's what I mean.
40.
Is that right?
It's 32 and 8.
Yeah.
Team 1.
101010.
I heard 101010, which is indeed correct.
Let's go.
I'm going 42 base 2.
I'm out of trail.
We had it.
You were actually doing all the work. Okay, Team 1 is still in control and now has positive 500.
Doesn't Team 2 lose?
Sorry?
Did Team 2 lose 500?
Oh, should team two lose 500? Yes, if we're doing it that way.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Thank
you very much. You just lost the crowd, though. All right, team one, you're in control.
Yeah, random 500.
Random for 500. And that question is, what does the fox say?
What?
Serious question submitted by one of your classmates. Team two. Ring, 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 ring. I think we'll take that, though. We'll take that. All right. Team two is in control. We have time for a few more Single Jeopardy questions.
All right, we'll go with computers for 100.
Computers for 100. Team three.
What is JKL semicolon?
But only minus 100. Actual submissions from your classmates. Team two, still in control.
Brian, would you like to?
Let's go computers for 500.
Computers for 500. And that question is merch sort. I see team two.
Can I see them?
What is an n log n sorting algorithm?
Say again?
What is an n log n sorting algorithm?
What is an n log n sorting algorithm?
Something tells me that's not going to be it. And the answer is? Hey, you want to give it to him? Positive 500. All right, we have time for one more Single Jeopardy question.
Ooh, we're tied.
We are not doing well. Team two.
Compilers and libraries for 500.
What does include mean? Rob.
You want the preprocessor to copy and paste the contents of the .h file into the file?
It's pretty good. 500. So, at the midway point, team one is at positive 500, team two at positive 500, and team three somehow still at negative 100. So now we move on to Double Jeopardy. And with Double Jeopardy, the categories will now be hash tables, programming, internets, HTTP, HTML, and CSS, and RAND. I think team two is in control.
Why not us?
They just won.
Sorry?
They just got the last one.
Oh, team one.
Oh, we're team three.
You're team three.
We won. RAND?
RAND for 1,000.
RAND for 1,000. And that question is, what used to allow you to make free long-distance phone calls?
Oh. Wait, it was the Zitron
lecture. Team, should have watched that lecture, shouldn't you?
Team two. The Captain Crunch whistle, if you blew it into the AT&T thing.
Very nicely done. All right, team two is forging ahead. We have time for just a couple more questions in Double Jeopardy. Team two.
Let's go for internets for 600.
What does 403 mean? It was on the quiz. Team three.
Forbidden. What is forbidden?
Forbidden, correct. All right, team three, you're in the positive zone now. What would you like?
Internet's for 1,000.
Internet's for 1,000. Clark's third law.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Wait a minute.
From the audience, Daniel. It's a You'd like to reveal? Daniel for 1,000. All right. We have time for one last question before we enter Final Jeopardy. What category would you like? Hash tables for 1,000, our last question. What must you remember to do after Team two.
F close?
No.
Before we reveal, what would team one's answer have been?
Checking if it's null.
Checking if it's null, and what would team three's answer have been? Colton, what is the answer? So team one, so I guess we give that, we'll give it to both of you. 1,000 to each team puts you at 2,500, 1,500. No? All right.
Yes.
There we go. All right, but team one, I think, gets the null for 1,000. All right, so students, you can still lose this by making poor mathematical decisions. Okay. We now enter Final Jeopardy. Category is computer science. Team one, you can wager up to one. That was a bug. Was it 1,500? 1,500. Team two can wager up to 1,500, and team three can wager up to 600. Please write down your dollar amounts on your piece of paper while we play some background music. Or as we reveal the question.
I don't know what the answer is.
What is CS50?
How's it going?
Okay, have you made your wagers?
Good.
We only show wagers after answering.
Write down your dollar amounts, nice and clearly. All right. So the question is, what is CS50? Now we have some background music.
Wait, should we on this?
Thank you.
We want to get it wrong. So not this.
Awesome.
Can we just like this is it? Yeah, something like
that. Okay, this is it. Yeah, what? This. A little hoping for some negative overflow. All right, so team one's answer is, and you wagered 299. Which our plus 100 buttons cannot accommodate, so. But you wagered 299, and your answer was this is CS50. Meanwhile, team two wagered 700, their answer being a cult. You want to go with this?
No, this is our answer.
Oh, all right. So you wagered
a bazillion.
All right, they wagered this, and their answer was that CS50 is not this. But the official answer, according to your classmate who submitted this question, is. So that puts these guys at, 600, 900, 899. You guys wagered all of your money. You guys wagered 700, but had, 1,500, which is 800. So, wow, you guys have won by the $99. Team one, a big congratulations. All right, congrats. We've got one more thing to do. Congrats. All right. We have one last thing to do. There is indeed quite a bit that goes on behind the scenes, and unfortunately all of it is captured on video, even though you might not see everything on CS50.net. And what our team's done to bring us home here today is to prepare a reel of outtakes, about 3 minutes worth, of what CS50 really is behind the scenes, if we could dim the lights one last time here in fall 2013. All right. Welcome back. This is CS50, and this is the end of week 5. So up until now, restart. Okay. All right. So.
Oh, this is the beginning of the decline.
Virtual set of doors. We'll rearrange these.
Hi, I'm Rob, and let's get greedy.
It's a me, Rob.
And when in Rome, let's program as the Romans do. Let's decipher the Visionaire program.
And I hope you're game for game of 15. How do we implement binary search? Let's find out. Wondering how to implement this game? Well, let's break out the staff solution.
And let's hope that this solution helps put you on the road to recovery. And I hope you're ready to pick up what I'm dropping off. Or putting down. Or...
Oh, shoot. Good call. Boom.
Are stocks to sell? To shell by the seashore?
How are we gonna mean this?
For those of you who can't see the embarrassing mistake I just made, there it is.
Attribute, 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 at.
What's going on? What's happening to me?
Sorry, I'm a little loopy.
I can't see your thumb. Yes!
Oh, sorry, it's camera.
Things you do for this class.
That's all.
Programming is hard.
This is CS50.
Winner!
Things called hash tables and linked lists, trees and tries, all tools for one's toolkit with which to solve problems more effectively. We'll take...
We have to use that. How did we not see that coming? We need outtakes now. This was CS50. Cake is now served downstairs.
At the next CS50, the hackathon doesn't go as planned.